Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Jackie Robinson, the famous baseball player.
Indeed, indeed.
He's a 4-6 generator on the right angle cross of the four ways and the quarter of mutation. He's a fifth color, left fixed, split definition. He has an electromagnetic 6124 that split off from a conscious and unconscious 952 and an electromagnetic 1949.
Yep. You know, and looking at his design and going over it, and I think for our European listeners, they really probably don't know who Jackie Robinson is, although, you know, you've heard the name. And everybody's been wearing his number on Jackie Robinson Day. He was a baseball player and the first black baseball player to be
he broke the color line.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 1949. Yeah. I think
actually, yeah, this is before civil rights. I mean, really, yeah,
10 years before, at least before. Yeah. It was but you know, looking at his design and seeing the right person at the right time, I mean, he was designed to do this. It's really rather incredible. I think the 4-6 profile, you know, you keynote him as the opportunistic role model, which always strikes me anyway, and I'm sure others, as, oh, they're opportunists. But it's really the influential role model, mm-hmm. You know, and their influence comes from that fourth line. You could say, oh, they're so fixed, but they're so steady in putting that out there that they're admirable in their, you know, to
well,
say
I
in
think,
their fixedness.
Well, I think we also talk about them sort of being a voyeur, right? And,
uh-huh.
And I think that, you know, that this is a quality that he had and needed to have, of this ability to really sort of watch what was going on. I mean, I think the most amazing thing is that, you know, when he was signed, you know, to play ball, that the agreement was that he really wouldn't get into fights because they knew that it was going to be a really rough road, and that he had to agree for 3 years that he would really turn the other cheek. And he had already, you know, in the military, he got court-martialed. I mean, he got in trouble in school. He was not somebody that actually rolled over at all. And so, you know, I think because of that, you know, Branch Rickey, I guess, was the guy that really gave him the chance in professional ball, saw that he really had the spirit, right? And I think it's this 49. I mean, although it's interesting that 19 is the team player.
Oh,
19-4,
exactly.
The team player, a driving force that can help the whole group. And, you know, it's not only did they end up helping the Dodgers, who we played for all those years, but he helped all of us.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there were so many activities or activations.
Mm-hmm.
The 33rd gate, fourth line, dignity.
Mm-hmm.
But the 52nd gate, third line, and second line. The second line is the pause, you know, before you
hit the guy.
Right. To benefit others. That the third line is about understanding restraint. The 29-3, the power to wait.
Yeah, I thought it was so interesting how many times the word restraint appears in these lines, right? That it's like this power that's restrained, but at some point, you know.
Right, right. No, a 5-2, maintaining composure, you know.
He said, I'm not concerned with your liking or disliking me. All I ask is that you respect me as a human being.
Yeah, no, just... you know, and going over it and looking and going, wow, you know, right angle cross of the four ways. And part of that, you know, a lot of it, you know, you think of the full refrigerator and food and we need to eat. But it's also with the principles, you know, what you were saying, that 49th gate, sixth line revolution. But it can embrace and transform others, expand support.
Right, he's like, the right of every American to first-class citizenship is the most important issue of our time. I mean, he was going to go after what was really right, and that, you know, there's not an American in this country free until every one of us is free. And, I mean, and he really, you know, went through the greatest difficulties, you know. I mean,
well, people don't really get, you know, when you go out and you're playing baseball and people are yelling at you from the stands and members of the other teams were going to go out on strike rather than play for him. And
well, and that's part of what happened was it wasn't just him. It was these other men that actually stood up for him. It's like, yeah, they said stuff like that, and the commissioner of baseball at that point said, go ahead, you do that, we'll suspend you. I mean, you know, it was the time. He was the man, like you say. He was a man of destiny. This is really his time. And, you know, he really, it's interesting with this completely open heart center. He was so competitive, right? He says, it kills me to lose, right? If I'm a troublemaker and I don't think that my temper makes me one, then it's because I can't stand losing. That's the way I am about winning. All I ever wanted to do was to finish first, right?
It is very interesting. I mean, open G Center, you know. So looking for your place, love and direction, but, you know, to have been in the right place and to, you know, to really bring this direction, you know, in keeping with what you said, that the manager of the Dodgers, that's who've drafted, Leo DeRocher, members of the Dodgers didn't want to play.
Oh, no.
And with him.
Right, and DeRocher said, fine, I'll trade every one of you.
Right.
Right? I mean,
anybody who doesn't want to get paid, I will trade you.
Because this guy is going to make us money, which he did. I mean, and yes, to the point, he was a great ball player. I mean, actually, in you know, college and, you know, all before professional, he played four sports. He lettered in four sports. I mean, he was an incredible athlete. And obviously, that's part of what he had to do was to just go out there and prove that anybody could play this game. And it didn't have anything to do with the color of your skin.
I mean, had to have the combination of talent.
Right.
But then these other qualities, which meant he had the strength to persevere. He could be determined, 952, the determination to persevere, and sensitive to the needs, 1949, then tribal, you know, as far as his culture, his race, you know, and bringing the dignity to it, the 11th gate, fourth line, the teacher.
Well, he also has all three
Yeah.
of the circuits, you know, and I think, you know, his ability to really, you know, manage all these different situations, the individuality, you know, in his mind, you know, to stick with that this was going to be broken and he was going to stick with it, you know, the focus and concentration that really, you know, to take on the whole collective. Right, the whole logic of this, you know, prejudice that he was going to go against. And then this whole tribal business, you know, and the revolution itself. You know, the other thing that's interesting is he has this 44th gate.
Yeah.
And that he ended up not staying and managing. I mean, they traded him right at the end of
his career.
And he didn't go to the other team. He actually went to Choco Nuts. And he was the vice president of personnel. He was the first black that was a vice president of a major corporation. And then, you know, he worked with the National Association
for the Advancement of Colored People.
You know, so, I mean, he really went on and just continued to expand and expand the work that he was doing. But I just thought that it was interesting, this 44, that he really knew how to manage egos, and he's got you know, two lines, I think, of management.
Well, he's got the
right?
line of management, and I think he has the other line, which is that's his design.
The
design
aloofness.
Son, aloof. You know, but and that 44, you know, it's about the survival of the tribe, the instinctual, you know, a thing about survival. Curiously, 16th gate, sixth line, gullibility. And I think in the presidential election, 1960, he supported Nixon. You know, talk about gullibility and believing that Nixon had the interests of black people, because he didn't support Kennedy, who later, of course, went on to be a benefit, you know, of benefit to black people. So I think, you know, that kind of got him and bit him. And you know, here's a guy, he died when he was 53 of diabetes. And you look here, 30th gate, fourth line, burnout, unrealistic pace, 55th gate, fourth line in detriment, which is about balanced energy, but it's boundless energy in that, you know, that he just kind of burned himself out at 53. I mean, diabetes at the time was not, right. They didn't really have the treatments.
Right, right. So he just, yeah, he just deteriorated. Well, he said life is not a spectator sport. If you're going to spend your whole life in the grandstand just watching what goes on, in my opinion, you're wasting your life. And he's a guy that got on the field and he really...
Oh, his impact. I mean, you know, it actually has grown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this they retired his number, and no new baseball player is ever going to be issued the number 42. Right. And on Jackie Robinson Day, everyone on every team wears number 42.
Yeah.
So talk about someone who's an influential role model way beyond what his... you know, job was as a baseball player.
As a baseball player, right.
And you
right.
are absolutely right. Wouldn't have happened, A, without his talent, B, without his design, and then C, without those people, you know, Branch Rickey and Leo Durocher and these other people that said, no, this guy's playing.
Oh, you know, they talked about when they played the Phillies.
Uh-huh.
That the Phillies were all, I mean, even the manager, they were all yelling, you know,
right.
really nasty stuff. And then, in fact, you know, it was said later that the manager of the Phillies did more for the Dodgers because this made everybody else like, I mean, they finally came to Jackie Robinson's side. And, you
right.
know, they banded together and said, you're not going to treat this guy
He's
like
this.
He's
a human being.
Right. Come on,
you know,
guys.
It's like enough already.
Yeah.
Well, Teresa, we're just out of time with Jackie. But I hope we've educated some people about really someone who's a
made
hero.
Made a big difference, yeah.
And when you hear so much about someone you don't really know about, you think, oh, yeah, right. But the truth is, no, his impact was, and his influence, way beyond
and he was designed,
just playing
he was,
baseball.
He was designed for that. So
the right man in the right place. Well, say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.